your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Welcome to The Warrior Within. With me, as usual, is my friend Marty Gallagher and my co-host, Brandy Jackson. How is everybody this morning?
So far, so good.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, the subject today is food for recovery and healing.
Mm-hmm.
I deliberately said healing because there's something in the healing aspect of food that go beyond just recovery after exercise. Though I recognize that many, if not most of our followers, the vast majority of our followers are physically active people. We still need to understand what does it mean, healing of food. And I'd like to have a little twist on this show.
Yes.
Well, listen, somebody that you know and I know, Marty, emailed me regarding a new book that came. It's called The Alternate Day Diet, written by a guy. Did you hear about this diet?
No.
The other day diet.
Alternate day.
Yes.
Okay.
Written by a guy, James B. Johnson. Obviously, he's an MD. With Ronald R. Loeb, Sr., MD. Okay. Listen. People notice this book because, and I'm getting, I put a note on this book because I'm getting emails from Warrior Diet followers who get confused. Shall they follow a daily eating cycle or shall they just diet every other day, which is an unclear concept, by the way. Anyway, I just got curious, so I took a look at this book. And today's subject is food and healing, and I found a very good connection, so bear me with me a few minutes.
Okay.
This book is basically, in my opinion, absolutely a classical example of somebody who tried to knock out the warrior diet in a, I would say, in a weird way, just trying to make his niche by saying, hey, you shouldn't undereat during the day and eat at night. You should basically undereat one day and eat normally the other day. Boom, Eureka, Archimedes, you know, genius.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to go into the details. Obviously, the guy's an MD, and there's kind of a science on the front, Marty, science. So for the layman who don't understand the science, they get very impressed because he talks about latinic work or certain kind of processes in the cell. It's called, you activate certain kind of skinny genes. Okay, the genes that make you skinny, you activate it. So, you know, I was curious. I just read it, and I want to share with you a few ideas and few, and most importantly, what's the diet is about. But just before I'm going on, I usually like to see who is behind it. I went to this picture, and boom, again, Marty, Brandy, it's another roly-poly who wrote the diet book. There's nothing new here. I was waiting to see somebody lean or chiseled, you know, Marty.
Yeah, well,
all I find is another roly-poly behind the MD, you know, round face, another story. I was obese, couldn't lose weight. I was genetically predisposed to be fat. I'm one of these guys. Try this, try that. And one day, we're about 2 years after the Warrior Diet was published, he came to a revelation. Hey, we eat too many meals during the day. Oh, unbelievable. So he wrote a chapter later on in the book, Why Frequent Eating is Not So Healthy for You. But here's the contradiction. A, he didn't even forget to write a little chapter very similar to what I wrote about soy. Didn't forget about this one, too. So,
were you flattered?
I am very flattered. But here's the
conclusion. That's a nice way of saying it.
But here's what to suggest before we come to the science. One day you eat normal, and one day you undereat. That means you drop down 20, 25, of your calories, and that will grant you success. That means you one day eat normal, something, by the way, that most people fail to do anyway, eat normal,
mm-hmm.
and one day, not just eating, you have to cut your calories by 30%. And what a teacher did, how can you possibly sustain such a discipline? Have a shake instead of having food. What kind of a shake? Any shake, Slim Fast, DAZN, Atkins, it doesn't matter. So I look at the ingredients of the shake that you recommend. All of them have the following: chemicals, sugar, alcohol, artificial sweetener, and guess what? Soy. Did he even bother to read the ingredients of the shake that you recommend people and tell it doesn't matter what you do? As long as you count your calories, you're going to be fine. You drop the calories, but, you know. So, here's the guy.
Warrior, let me just say this. This obviously, there's two things going on. Typically, with these medical types, first thing they want to do is they want to dazzle you with their footwork.
Yes.
The second thing is that they want to take an effective concept, they want to dumb it down to make it more user-friendly to attract a larger audience segment. These are financially driven projects where they identify a particular market segment, then they reverse engineer a system in order to attract these identifiable segment of the population, and it's so predictable. This is not about helping people. This is about making money.
This is about making money. Very good publisher, I mean, notorious publisher by Putnam. Probably there was a nice presentation with these two roly-polies, MD with eyeglasses there. But here's the case. Let's talk about the science a little bit. You expect from an MD to have a science. He constantly mentioned on the book Dr. Mark Mattson, professor for neuroscience, Johns Hopkins University. He also mentioned the studies, even though he doesn't call it, of intermittent fasting. Professor Dr. Mattson endorsed the Wired Diet book. In fact, he used my book as a reference in his article in the medical journal Lancet. I talked to him and corresponded with Dr. Mattson a few times. Dr. Mattson did his studies on intermittent fasting couple of years after the Warrior Diet already was published. So he was very curious about the phenomena in humans. I already wrote my newsletter and criticism about the human studies, the way they were conducted, when a group of people were forced to feed something that I didn't expect to do to happen. However, let's go back to this Joe Schmo. What's his name? His name is Loeb. What did I say? Johnson. James Johnson. James Johnson write you about the science. He say, listen, if you basically do not eat, if you eat too often, or if you eat not the way that I recommend, you will suffer from chronic inflammation, and this chronic inflammation will cause cancer. Something like this. And he tried to say that certain kind of nutrients and inflammation destroy the cell, cause tissue cells to die, and vice versa. And he show you the science of what happened to the cell when the cell is dying, the mechanism. Let me tell you, we talk today, we're supposed to talk about the healing of food. In fact, the truth is exactly the opposite. Somebody, when you understand, hey, he talked about something, you know, the telomere, that means that the life of the genes, every time that the cell replicate, it loses another once of a billionth of his life shelf life, okay? So basically, his claim is that, like, if you exercise and you break tissue and rejuvenate them, actually you're losing the pool of the longevity of your muscle. If you change tissue too often, you're going to die soon, or something like this. This is the message. And if I misunderstood it completely, I apologize. But you can bother yourself. I don't think you should bother even getting this book, but I'm just giving you the message. Here's what happened in real life. Healing food are killers. And you know what they kill? They kill cancer cells. They kill sick cells. That's what they do. We know already that the most important nutrients, from flavonoids to terpenoids, we talked about it before, vitamin A, okay, certain kind of phytonutrients, including polysaccharide, they cause cells suicide, cells apoptosis. It is very important that we shall have nutrients that cause sick cells and cancer to die. Our immune system really depends on that. Omega-3 oil is a killer. Killer of what? Of cancer cell. Cancer cells cannot tolerate well this polyunsaturated fatty acid. What happened in this book and other nice ladies' books? Ladies' books. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really sounds like Betty Crocker trying to write a health book. It shows you, listen to me, there is a food pyramid, grain on the bottom, they are healthy, whole grain. Hey, listen, eat whole grain because they are healthier. Nothing sophisticated, no warning and no strategy at all against chemicals. And now eat nutrients that help your cells stay alive. Don't eat nutrients that kill your cells. Interesting. Well, the truth is exactly the opposite. And what we are going to discuss today is about nutrients, yes, that are both anti-inflammatory, but also killer nutrients, nutrients that help you constantly do what your body want to do all the time. Recycle, destroy sick cells, broken tissue, including broken fibers, okay? Recycle protein, build new tissue, but most importantly, destroy cancer cells.
Brandy, how much time have we got before the break?
That's funny because I was just getting the cue. We've got about 30 seconds right now.
Right. So you can say something, Marty.
Well, Ori, after the break, could you talk for a bit about the Norwegian study that was done after the Second World War on the material, the lack of food that they had during
the war? I think it's a great idea.
All right.
Well, we're getting ready to go to break. Everybody, please join us. You're listening to The Warrior Within with your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com. Let's face it, hormones happen. Whether you are male or female, hormones have an impact on your overall well-being. Dr. Hart brings to the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel timely topics that answer your lifelong questions about hormones in men, women, and teens. Tune in to Optimal Wellness every Monday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Optimal Wellness. Live life well. Live life long. Live life to the fullest.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supported products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Welcome again to The Warrior Within. We are moving to the next segment. Brandy, did you tell me there is a caller on the line?
Yeah, we were told on the break we have a caller. We have Dan from Canada. Are you with us, Dan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for Ori or Marty, or both?
Sure, well, either one. I was wondering if you could address the role of, I guess, creatine in recovery or, pre-workout shakes or things like that.
Pre-workout creatine, okay. I myself am not a big supporter of creatine, or for that matter, any ergogenic, and the reason are the following. Creatine is an intermediate product of energy production in the muscle, in this case, but also in the brain and other areas. It plays a critical role of delivering phosphate from one energy molecule to another, releasing it, and this delivery, energy is being released, okay? Creatine is also, the cell is very sensitive to energy byproducts. This is actually what gives the cell the signal how much to produce energy, how much to recycle, etc. When you take artificial creatine and boost it to the system, the cell may get the wrong signal to produce energy. In fact, statistically, only 20% of people react good to creatine, according to studies, and virtually most of them, if not all of them, are people who do resistant training. So if you decide to take creatine, do it only with resistant training, number one. Number two, be aware of the fact that in spite of the amazing blitz of the media on the benefit of creatine, it did not prove finally that it has any long-term benefits at all. I'm talking about physical conditioning. I'm not talking about brain therapy and stuff like this. So my opinion about creatine, like any energy byproducts, there are other energy byproducts, for example, from the mitochondria, like acetate and citrate and succinate. These are energy byproducts that can produce energy molecule ATP, and they should be inside the mitochondria. Every time they penetrate outside the mitochondria, they give the body the signal that there is too much energy, stop energy production. In fact, accumulation of these byproducts, energy byproducts in the liver, can shut the liver utilization of glucose and cause insulin resistance and diabetes, even a temporary one. So it's too early to know what kind of a signal creatine is giving to the body or the muscle in regarding energy production. I would be very careful with creatine. I was never impressed, even though it may cause you an instant muscle voluminization. That means a muscle pump for some people. It may cause other side effects to other people. I know people who got moon face with this, water retention.
Yeah, or I was just going to mention that when creatine first came out, they were assigning it more benefits than anabolic steroids. And I think that there were two things going on. It seemed to only work in conjunction with a mass-building cycle. I always suspected that there was some sort of water-attracting properties connected to it. That people would swell. In addition, you can't discount the placebo effect that goes on when people take supplements that they genuinely believe possess magical properties. They literally can will the supplement to help them, particularly if they're training hard, to do things that in reality I really don't think are there. So that's been our experience. I've also noticed that most of the elite athletes that I work with that were so incredibly high on creatine when it first came out, almost to the man, they've stopped taking it. It's lost its magic.
I experienced the same thing with the guy that come to train with us. Many of them have side effect, and it's not just on the muscle. I mean, they felt it in other areas of the body. Do you really want to have a moon face? I mean, Why would you do that? I mean, just do it the old-fashioned way, the primitive way, as Marty say. Just do the hard work. Give yourself the right nutrition. You cannot go wrong. Your body is programmed for that. Your body is not programmed for artificial, I would say, creatinization of the muscle. So that's my answer.
Great, thank you. That really helps. I was also hoping that you'd briefly give me a couple of thoughts on the medication Proscar or any derivatives.
Yeah, I wrote about Proscar in my or even original Warrior Diet book. Here's the thing with Proscar. Proscar was created in order to relieve prostate enlargement, okay? Proscar and Propecia are built, the one that, the drug that they give you to keep your hair on the head, okay, protect your hair from falling, are based on the premise that the culprit for prostate enlargement is the highly active derivative of testosterone. It's called DHA, okay? Dehydrotestosterone. DHA is 10 times more potent than testosterone, and they believe the DHA is the culprit that caused enlargement of the prostate. But on the last 5 years, there is evidence that it's not DHA, but rather estrogen, which is the culprit and the main reason for prostate enlargement. DHA is a large molecule that cannot penetrate the prostate. What can penetrate the prostate is estrogen and free testosterone, who convert, the testosterone can convert to DHA in the prostate gland, but estrogen can bind to androgen receptor and cause enlargement. So DHA, here's the proof. So let's go back to Proscar. Proscar, basically, chemical, slowly castrating men. If you take Proscar, you will seriously compromise your virility and anabolic or androgen impact on the body. Young people have very high concentration of DHA, okay? And ironically, these are not the people who suffer from prostate enlargement. Older people have lower concentration of DHA, and they do suffer. So from some kind of a reason, again, a couple of MDs and drug people on the drug industry decided, hey, if we can't find a solution, let's force a solution and come with something which is called Proscar. Proscar, in my opinion, is a chemical castrating drug that, like other drugs, over-feminize men and make them even more beaten and more softer and more feminized than they're already becoming, okay? I personally didn't see any impressive record of the Proscar. In the Warrior Diet, we publish few articles. We have a prostate enlargement relief guide that show you the real science behind prostate and what you should really take in order to relieve it. I'm not trying to pretend that I can provide you with any drug and a quick fix, but we have a very good record and good true-to-earth testimony of people who absolutely reverse prostate enlargement, especially in the case of reversing it naturally or preventing it. So my opinion, if you really want to prevent prostate enlargement, have the regimen of taking estrogen inhibitors, herbs, eat food which are not estrogenic, avoid chemicals, you're going to do much better than taking Proscar. But thank you for the question. I felt that this is an important question and people should know about this.
Thanks a lot, Ori. I really am enjoying your book and your websites, and hopefully one day you make it up to Canada soon. And
relocated.
Thank you.
I'm in Toronto.
Good. We got some good food up there, Roy. We might have to head on up there.
Oh, you can come here. We're doing a lot of workshops here. It's not that far away. Canada, California, not that far away.
Might be a little warmer.
Yeah, right.
Yes, and that's very true.
Anyway,
thanks a lot, thank you for the questions. And if you have any calls, obviously feel free to call us. Brandy, you want to give people the number again?
Sure, 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. Ori loves to have you guys call in, so we look forward to you calling.
Well, don't get carried away, Brandy.
Yeah, well, I think he does, though, Marty.
Hey, don't listen to her. I don't love you to call me, but if you bother me, I will answer you, okay?
Thank you.
I'd rather you call here than send me millions of emails. It's easier.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Marty, you had some questions that I would love to address.
Yeah, I thought it'd be extremely... How much time have we got, Brandy?
We got 3 minutes.
Okay. Ori, you had spoken to me at some length about, I believe it was the Norwegian government at the conclusion of the Second World War when they got into the whole question as to how people had gotten by during the lean times when every food was restricted, and they came to some amazing conclusions. Can you fill us in on that?
This is one of these amazing studies that was done after the Second World War to understand, human nutrition, basically group nutrition, and overall effect on society. During the Second World War, there was a serious ration in food. I know what it is because when I was born in Israel, we were just during war, right after the independence, and there were also food was very rationed. You go low on the food chain. Anyway, in Norway, sugar was almost non-existent, very, very little in the form of this dark black sugar or brown sugar from molasses, very, very little.
Beef, non-existent, pork, non-existent.
Virtually non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
Meat was very scarce.
What did they have?
They had potatoes, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Grains were, again, rations and very whole with a husk. I mean, there was no refined flour at that time.
The hardy root vegetables?
Yes, hardy root vegetables, leaves and weeds or whatever that they could.
So what did they discover?
They had dairy.
Mm-hmm.
But quite honestly, the meal frequency even went down. So people under war were in a tough nutritional condition. Nothing was easy. The stress was enormous, okay? You know what is war? People die. People, your kids or your family is in war. Very, very tough condition. You expect people actually to have higher rate of mortality or disease during that time. But the truth was exactly the opposite. Comparing to now in time of peace, this society who had to live lower on the food chain with food restriction, less meals, and less access to sugar or refined flour, show dramatically decrease, actually, in all modern disease. Diabetes virtually disappear. Obesity was non-existent. They were lean, they were healthier, much healthier than now. In spite of all the health food and everything else that abounded to us.
What do we learn
from that?
Ori, after the break, tell them what happened when the war was over and they went back to regular eating.
Okay, that's definitely part of the story.
Everybody, you're listening to The Warrior Within. Please join us after the break with your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Well, welcome back to the show. I'm not quite Ori, but I'm with Ori. You're listening to The Warrior Within. We have Ori Hoffmeckler and Marty Gallagher with us today. We have a caller on the line. So, Ori, if you're ready to take another caller, and you,
absolutely.
Marty, we have...
Brandy, hold on a minute now. We got to hear the punchline for the Norwegian story.
That's true. Okay.
Okay, the Norwegian. Yes, let's finish the story.
Okay.
So here we are. We found out that people during war who had to restrict food consumption, had to go low on the food chain, sugar almost disappear, but stress and war and that, in spite of that, actually, all the modern man disease that we have read today, diabetes, obesity, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, diminished. Actually, diabetes went to close to zero.
Wow.
Guess what happened to the same society 10 or 15 years later when they resumed the eating? They got sick again. They got very sick. Diabetes started to raise again. Overweight. People become more and more overweight. Basically, hypertension, the cardiovascular came back to normal. Everything and all the ailments came back. What's the conclusion, Marty? The conclusion is very simple. You go low on the food chain. You reduce the frequency of the eating. You make the choices viable. You cannot go wrong in spite of being a stress man, in spite of working out and working your ass to make ends meet. I mean, you can handle a lot of stress if your nutrition is good. If your nutrition is bad, you can be in peace, lots of money, watching TV or sport in the living room, do whatever you want. You eat like a pig, you're going to suffer.
Yeah, and again, they didn't have any Pringles in World War II in Norway, okay? And that's what's happening in our current society. We have this incredible ease at just getting all these, the fast foods and the man-made foods and the refined foods and the sugar-laden foods, and these are the foods we need to jettison.
Well, definitely, we're conditioned
to
accept them.
We need to jettison, and we should not negotiate it. We should not buy diet books for people who offer you tricky solution of how to live with Aunt Jemima in bed while you're dieting.
Well, also, Ori, another thing that they do is they try these authors, again, many of them that are medical doctors, is they try to rationalize ways that people can keep these toxic foods in the diets, because that's what the readers want to hear.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
All right, guys, we got this caller. We have Jim from New York. Are you there, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Ori or Marty?
Hey, Ori, it's Jim Massaro.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Jim Massaro is a Warrior Diet certified in Nyack, New York. Great guy, great condition, great teacher. What's your question, Jim?
I really don't have a question. I just called to talk about how great the diet's been for myself, how it changed my life since I've met you over 5 years ago.
Wow.
Thank you.
And I listen to your show every week, and I just want to tell you how incredible it is. And all the clients that come to my gym are Warrior Diet followers. And
Jim, why don't you give us some of the statistics as far as what you've gained or lost?
When I first met Ori, you know, I tried everything, and I met him at a conference in New York, and I said, Ori, can you help me? And he says, without a doubt. And I lost close to 42 pounds. Mm-hmm. I've kept it off. Everything has, my energy's increased. The best part about it is feeling better from the inside out.
Right. How old are you, Jim?
I'm 53 right now.
Okay, so you actually picked this up a little later in life. You probably had quite a few ingrained and entrenched habits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tried them all, and I always worked out hard. I was a competitive power lifter, and I always knew my nutrition part wasn't completely there. And then when I met with Ori and he explained everything, I realized how far off I was in everything I've done.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think was the biggest, for the folks out there that are listening that might be contemplating jumping on board with the Warrior Diet, what was the main thing that you can tell them in terms of, is it not eating during the day? Is it changing the types of foods? I mean, how did you get into it?
Yeah, it was the not eating during the day, but actually more or less changing the types of food, eating the more healthier foods, going throughout the yogurts all thread and the salads, you know, and not being deprived of everything, like having my main meal at night, being able to enjoy what I wanted to enjoy. You know, not knowing I had to count the calorie here, don't do this, don't do that. You know, and I knew, like, last night I had the high protein that I ate, you know, a whole roasted chicken.
Nice.
You know, with my salad and my broccoli. So knowing that, you know, I put the hard work in during the day and feeling good throughout the day, but not overeating. Because I was on the thing, you know, you eat the 2 hours every two hours, you know, and realizing, you know, I wish I would have known about this more in my competitive days, because I'm sure it could have made me a more competitive athlete at the time.
Yeah, I'd like to say something about the story of Jim, which can relate to many of you out there. Jim is a very active person, one of the strongest guys that I know beside Marty Gallagher. I mean, a very strong guy. Jim had his own problem. I think you had some injuries on the knees, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So that seriously compromised his performance and ability to actually walk, definitely not aerobics.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that in this case and in the cases of people who are massively physically active, one of the key elements is the fuel. If your fuel is wrong, you would suffer. In fact, wrong fuel can cause not just weight gain, but also inflammation, water retention, etc. You would pay for the consequences of having a wrong fuel. I think, Jim, one of the first things that we search after putting you on the Warrior Diet is what's your ideal fuel. And that took us some time until we figure out. So now when you really want to eat a safe fuel, you have no problem. And when you can eat a lot and still have anti-inflammatory effects on your body. I think in your case, we realize that you're doing much better in nuts or nuts, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Than on grains.
Right.
I mean, and many people don't understand it, that it doesn't matter what you read in the books. We provide you with a program that shows you how to search for your ideal fuel food. Everybody has their own fuel food. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own cycle of actually cycling between the fuel food, but you need to find it. And I think with Jim, we managed to find it, and at that point, the guy couldn't go wrong. I mean, it got leaner and stronger at the same time. Jim, do you want to tell people? Jim is a great trainer, is a certified Warrior Diet, and he has a nice training center in New York. Mm-hmm. How long is it, 20 minutes from New York City?
Yeah, I'm 20 minutes outside of Manhattan.
Can you give people a number or some kind of a website where they can reach you?
They can reach me either at 845-358-5187, or my website is www.coachjimmassaro.com.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim. Anything else?
No, I don't want to keep you. I want to sit back and listen to you guys.
Well, make sure you tell all the people that come to you to listen to the show, too.
Yeah, I do. I got everybody. I actually replay it when I have my clients in here now so they can understand what's going on.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
thank
definitely.
You.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, so, Marty, we were in the area. We just finished a story about the Swedish people.
Norwegian.
The Norwegian people. Sorry. Well, you know what? It's similar stories in
all
other countries.
All the Scandinavians look the same to you, don't they, Ori?
Yes, I have to admit. And I'm not a bigot, believe me. It's just that I'm not that skilled to see the difference. Can you see the difference?
Let me tell you. Well, no, I better not tell you.
I can see the difference between an Irish and a British.
Yeah, we got the Irish guy's the one with a beer in his hand.
Yeah, I can see the difference between a Scottish and Irish and a British.
Pardon?
I can see the difference between a Scottish and an Irish and a British.
That sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Yeah. Well, listen. The point is, the story repeated itself in other areas. I believe it repeated itself in Holland, too. We've got to learn from that. We've got to learn that there's no substitute to real food, and the only thing that we really need to supplement and think that food cannot provide us. So please, if you want to have a healing effect or good recovery from exercise, or if you suffer from injury, like I was recently, if you suffer from injury, you're pulling a back, you're pulling a tendon, that happened to a lot of people, you've got to know what to do. Otherwise, your recuperation can last forever.
I actually like Jim's story. I like the fact that he said that he had been eating trying to maintain the classical bodybuilder approach of eating every couple, 2 to 3 hours, and how liberating it was for him to just eat once at night. And the fact that last night he ate a whole chicken. I mean, this guy is still, he's still eating like a man, but he's feeling incredibly better. Plus, he's losing 42 pounds.
He's losing and he's still leaning down. That's the point. I mean, when I look at him, every time I see that the guy actually, it's not just a matter of weight. Weight is a misleading thing.
Right.
When you start to get lean muscle mass, muscle weight, Marty, muscle weight much more than fat. So you can see the physical transformation of how a guy starts to look leaner, but he's really, the weight doesn't always show that he's leaner because he gained muscle.
We had all kinds of instances. If you look at a crash dieter, particularly these obese people, they might lose 100 pounds, but if you'll notice, they still look fat. And the reason is because they still are fat.
Go ahead. They can still listen. Yeah, that's very true, Marty. That's very true. And I think that the typical method of weight loss is basically defeating the purpose.
We want fat loss, not muscle loss.
Correct. And we want to keep the metabolic rate high.
Yes.
Well, on that note, we're going to go into our last break. Again, you're listening to The Warrior Within with your host, Ori Hofmeckler, and his good friend, Marty Gallagher. And we hope you join us after the break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Holistic living is nutrition for not just your body, but your mind and your soul. Holistic nutrition goes far beyond the foods that we eat or the supplements that we take. Discover natural means to heal your body and regain your innate healing powers. That's Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for your weekly dose of good holistic living.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
This is the last segment of the show. There's so much to cover, and I don't think we cover everything, but that's the great thing about the radio. There's the next time, you know. We will keep coming and showing you the truth, the true facts behind nutrition and exercise and even your lifestyle. What really should be done? What are the fallacies and the myths that you hear about? What are the wrong books that you shouldn't read? We are going to cover everything possible to give you the knowledge that you cannot get in any other place. Brandy, did you tell me there is a call on the line?
Yes, we have another caller, and I hope I pronounce this right. Do we have Colleen from Canada?
Yes, you do. Hi there.
Hi. Ori. Thanks. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I've been dealing with, I'm a 50-year-old woman. I had to check my age there for a sec. my knee swelled up last year. I've always been active. I'm just starting to look at the Warrior Diet in the last few months, and I keep seeming to go back to an injured knee, and so I really can't squat low, and I can't, you know, kneel down on my knees. I really don't want to do surgery, so I'm wondering if there is that one nutritional trick to prevent injury and the nutritional strategy to help the healing.
Well, that's a good point, but I'd like to know, I also like Marty. Marty is pretty good with this. I'd like you to hear my opinion. I'd like to know what level of injury do you have there?
Because I was doing a lot of cardio over the years, I used to run and I did aerobic classes and then I did the elliptical machine. Even though I bike in the summer in the River Valley a lot, that's when I feel the best is when I'm biking. So I've gone back to biking indoors. But my chiro and physio, just through an X-ray, not an MRI, feel that there's two things going on. There's absolutely no arthritis, but they feel that it's a malalignment. They're calling it patella femoral syndrome, where the knee locks.
Okay.
And my back jams every now and then. It gets inflamed. And so I just have to sort of laid back a little bit, and I'm not as aggressive as I used to be, but I can't quite do your program because of my knee. And
you shouldn't do the program the way it is for normally presented, but I did give alternative for people like yourself.
Okay.
To do lower body, lower impact exercise that still activate the whole body without taking away your knee. One of the reasons for your injury is typical repetitive aerobics. I think Marty mentioned in one of our previous show, when you do the same move repetitively again and again without any change, you put your body under a certain kind of a trauma.
That's what the chiro and physical therapist have thought as well. So I'm working on strengthening my knee by strengthening my legs and doing certain exercises to keep those muscles strong. And it feels good, although I can't do as much as I'd like, but I'm thinking
you can do, for example, the walk with weights instead of running with weight. You'll be able to handle it for 3 minutes. I believe that Brandy is doing a similar exercise, right, Brandy?
Yeah. The one that you have me do, Ori, is I actually go up and down stairs, but I do walk.
Yes.
And I use the hand weights.
Very
right?
low impact. Okay. In fact, it's good because you want to have a circulation in your knees, but you do not want to have any high impact, and your nutrition is supposed to be as possible.
anti-inflammatory. We will talk in the next show more in details, but for that point, again, go low in the food chain, increase vegetable fruit. They're all of them, with no exception, anti-inflammatory. If
okay.
your blood sugar is good, you can tolerate all fruits. You can tolerate, I believe, all vegetables, okay?
Okay.
Dairy should be incorporated maybe once a day or every other day, and check how it affects you, because dairy and protein, all protein, animal protein, have some kind of inflammatory effect on the body. However, whey protein have actually anti-inflammatory because of the immunoboosting compound on the whey protein. We
okay.
produce one of the best shakes that I believe that you could take, because it have the whey, the nutritional cofactor, like the rice germ, bring you amazing anti-inflammatory compound. Besides vitamin A and the vitamin B, tocotrienol, there is a compound which is called ferulic acid esters.
Can you repeat that?
Ferulic acid ester octacosanol. And if shown, you can do your own research, to heal connective tissue pound to pound more than anything else.
Can you spell that, Ori?
Sorry?
Can you spell that?
Ferulic acid, I believe F-E-R-U-L-I-C, acid.
Okay.
Octaconazole.
Okay,
and
fantastic.
You can find it, it's in high concentration in the rice germ that we use. The reason why I composed the Warrior Milk, no sugar added, a new one like this, it's an expensive material, but when you have protein, you always want to counter it or balance it with anti-inflammatory compounds. Having
right.
isolated protein can cause inflammation. So in your case, just briefly, get the right protein, okay?
Okay.
I believe that could be very helpful for you. It was designed to do that.
So
I
the
believe
regular...
that having under-eating during the day with a lot of vegetables and fruits, okay, especially,
okay.
will work very well for you. And
okay,
don't
so...
think about building muscle. Think about reducing inflammation.
And
do low-impact exercise. You're going to do well.
Thank
Marcy,
you so much,
Ori. Do you want to say something about this?
I think
we're about out of time. But, Colleen, I was going to ask, what's your goal?
My goal is to keep healthy and strong.
Okay. Well, what I would do with an injured athlete is we would train around that injury.
Okay.
And there's a million resistance exercises that you can do.
Yep, and I've been doing them. Yep.
That will not involve that knee. And that also includes single leg exercises with the good leg.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Much appreciated.
All right, dear.
Take care.
Thank you for the call.
And
bye-bye.
Let us know of your progress.
Hey, thank you.
Good luck.
We got about 2 minutes, guys, just so you know.
Oh, 2 minutes is a good time. So I'd like to drop a few words about Colleen's question and more actually regarding anti-inflammatory approach to dieting. You don't need too much. All you need is take in the morning, if you can, start the Warrior Cycle. Start with light, watery food, if you can. Take anti-inflammatory and detoxifying herbs. There is no equivalent for that.
Such as?
Such as the detoxifying kit that we provide right now. It's a list of close to 15 herbs that have shown to cleanse the liver, the kidney, and the digestion tract, and help your body remove toxins which are pro-inflammatory. Also, minerals. A lack of minerals is the key factor to cause inflammation, muscle pain, and muscle breakdown. You want to have enough calcium and magnesium in your body. Potassium, obviously, but calcium can run out your body and magnesium within hours. I suffered the consequences on my last workshop. I was walking and drilling for 4 hours, forgot to take enough supplement, felt the consequences couple of days after.
But you showed him who was boss, didn't you?
I showed who is the boss, yes. Only doing, they didn't know what happened to me the day after. They did not know. But I
now
knew, and I got pissed off because I knew what to do. I just got careless, you know. Something like calcium, I mean, you still feel good. I can tell you, if there is one thing that can help you pull a muscle, pull a back, pull a tendon, is good anti-inflammatory nutrition, the herbs, the detox herb that we take in the morning, good protein for recovery, which have excellent protein anti-inflammatory compound, as I explained, and mineral supplementation. We have all the minerals in the Warrior Essential. You want to take some extra calcium and magnesium. You cannot go wrong if you do it like this.
Well, everybody, that wraps up the show this week. We've got so much more to discuss, so you want to make sure you join us each Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern. We look forward to your comments about the show, so you can email us at info@warriordiet.com. Thank you for joining us as Ori and Marty help you release the warrior within. Have a great week.
Thank you, Brandy. Thank you, Marty.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.